T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You wanna see Loco?
You gonna be my Valentine?
No. No.
You gotta give me an answer.
No.
Either yes or no.
No.
That you wanna be my Valentine.
Man, no.
My
no.
Microphone to me sounds so weird in my headphones. Does this sound different to you, Solana?
Not at all.
All right. I'm always messing with stuff here. You get into a little bit of a groove, and then they mess with everything.
Solana,
is that you? You lashing out because you're angry at your mouth?
Might be. Never going to heal.
I got a DM from his periodontist yesterday.
Yeah. Most periodontists, they DM other people.
Yeah, well, he's not a periodontist. He owns a carport in Hialeah.
Yes, he does.
Brad's carport.
Brad told me he could do my vasectomy. It's like, what, Brad? I thought you do mouths. Oh, I got you, big homie. I got you.
I'm angry at the Panthers again, so what do you know? We should play that in reverse like we used to do with Lee Sterling. Play the Panther growl in reverse. I mean, what do you do with that last night? Did you watch any of it? It was on NBC Sports last night. It wasn't on Fox Sports Florida. They torched the National guys. They torched Sergei Bobrovsky during the first period intermission. He got benched, by the way. Bobrovsky gave up 3 goals in the first period in a game which was a hugely important game last night.
Yep.
And they benched him. They went with Montembeau for the next 2 periods. So
Montembeau is ranked higher than him in all the goals against average, save percentage, and all that. Montembeau's higher than him.
I'm just telling you, they torched Bobrovsky.
They should have.
Then I read something today on Twitter that Bobrovsky was not at practice today. Can you look at, you know what, maybe I'll text Goldie.
He's lashing out?
I don't know. Like,
you give me $70 million, I'm there early.
Is that, I'm not even, I know it's still early because we're not even through one season. Is it shaping up to be one of the worst contracts in South Florida sports history?
Yes.
$70 million. And, like, remember Heath Bell? Terrible contract, but I don't think it was near that. Was Heath Bell, like, 3 years, $18 million? Like, it wasn't near that. No. Whiteside
was bad. Mike Wallace, the receiver.
Mike Wallace, that was a bad contract.
Sue was bad.
You know, he was a Pro Bowler one season, maybe two. I can't remember.
And
but
he was still a dominant D tackle.
Yeah.
But you can't. And, you know, and I've learned this too. And we talked to Doug Plagans yesterday, and we talked to Moeller, and we talked to Goldie, and goalie is the most important position in hockey. He's the quarterback of hockey, and that's what we always talk about. He is not playing to any high level.
No.
I had him in those and goals against per game, goals against average, and save percentage. He's not in the top 50 NHL. Top 50, bro?
No, it was top 25.
No. He was ranked 21st. But if you look at save percentage and goals against per game average, he was
using
not
– all backup goalie, all the goalies.
All the goalies. He was not in the top 50.
You know, see, here's the problem that I have with hockey. I don't know enough about it. I don't know as much about hockey like I do other sports. So when I say, is it one of the worst contracts in South Florida history, I really don't know. You know what I mean? Like, on the surface, to me, it certainly seems that way, right? Because the biggest – I think the – you know – talk about it with the Hurricanes. They had an offense problem. They went out and got Rhett Lashley. Mm-hmm. They got rid of the offensive coordinator. Like, they addressed the problems. And one of the things that I say all the time is, if you address the problems, at least we know you're doing something. Quarterback was an issue. They go out and get De'Aaron King. Again, you don't know if it's going to work or not, but they address the problem. Is Manny Diaz overburdened, you know, as a head coach? They go out, they get Ed Reed.
Yep.
They're addressing the problem. The Panthers went out and addressed problems, right? Did they have a head coach that didn't have enough experience? It was Bob Bugner, right?
Yep.
They got rid of the boogeyman and brought in Coach Quenneville, most prestigious coach you could go get.
Stanley Cup
Finals.
Yes.
Yeah, like he's got everything. And they've got a decent roster, right? We know with Sasha Barkov and the rest, Jonathan Huberdeau, they've got a decent roster. And the big question mark was goaltending. And they went out and they got the most highly coveted free agent goaltender that I can recall last offseason. And he hasn't panned out. And that's the reality of it. Again, I don't know enough about it to speak really eloquently on it, but I know that they shouldn't be on the outside looking in for the playoffs right now. Not with the amount of money they spent on them.
And Bobrovsky, the Ben Bishop, he was number two, and he is at 2.3 goals against average per game. And then the best is Tuukka Rask. And I know his name because we play him a bunch of times, and the dude is a monster.
Yep.
He's 2.11 and 93 save percentage. Those are one and two in the league. My man Bobrovsky's not even in the 90s in save percentage, and he's at 3.27 goals against average per game, and it's terrible. Both of those numbers are higher than 50, Hawk. Like, this is, yes, Whiteside, Mike Wallace, and Bobrovsky.
Bunch of people texting
in. We have to
in,
talk about all those
bunch
guys
Bunch of people
together.
Texting in Wei Yin Chen for Wei the Marlins, Yin-Chen. Which was an unbelievably bad contract because he was so unproductive, it's comical.
And now we're texting in the worst contracts in South Florida history.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're having that conversation about Bobrovsky. The man is struggling. Like, think about it. He's been here 3 months, four months? He's already in this conversation?
Somebody texts in one bad goal out of three. A, I disagree with that. Two of them I thought were really bad goals. And secondly, it's one thing if I tell you that I don't think he played well last night. It's another thing for Coach Quenneville to sit his ass on the bench after one period. Quenneville's seen a lot more hockey than you and whoever, was texting in. Coach Quenneville kind of knows hockey.
Yes.
And if he sat him down after just three goals after the first period, to me, something was up. Now, maybe he was injured because maybe that's why he missed practice today. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you that he had a very short hook last night. And there's a reason he had a very short hook is because Coach Quenneville is probably exasperated with his play.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they should paint the puck orange, a little brighter.
More visible.
Maybe he could be able to get it as it passes his glove over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Anyway, Josh McRoberts, someone texts in. That was, I mean, you know, he wasn't productive, but it wasn't that bad, right?
No.
I mean, it wasn't that bad a contract.
It wasn't close to 70.
Right.
You're talking about 70, 90, what was it, 98 for Hassan.
98 for Hassan.
And football-wise.
What was Mike Wallace?
Mike Wallace wasn't guaranteed.
It was a little bit different.
It was in the 60s.
Yeah.
And the football, $60 million is something, especially for that position.
You didn't get the production out of that contract that Mike Wallace had. You're looking for a little more production out of that. He actually, didn't he have decent numbers or no?
No, it's in Pittsburgh?
No. Not
oh, he's bald in Pittsburgh now.
Pittsburgh.
No, he didn't have no decent
He didn't have a season, one decent season? No.
No, because even Brandon Marshall, because
people hated
him.
He had a decent season.
He went to the Pro Bowl twice with the Dolphins. Yeah. Like, B. Marshall had his numbers. Yeah, Mike Wallace didn't have no numbers like that.
Anyway, I'm angry at the Panthers. I'm going to the game tomorrow. They have a 4 o'clock game tomorrow. I am going to the game. Understand, you could be angry with the Panthers and still rooting your ass off for them. Mm-hmm. I am rooting my ass off for the Panthers. I want playoff hockey. I'm rooting my ass off for Duncan Robinson in the three-point contest Saturday night. Derek Jones Jr. I don't know how much of a chance Bam Adebayo has in the skills contest. Doesn't that seem like that's not like his wheelhouse, or am I missing something there?
Seems exactly his wheelhouse.
Don't you need to kind of throw dimes? Like, he doesn't
but
throw
he does
dimes.
It all. He fills the stat sheet. We always talk about
he
it.
He receives dimes.
And from that, from right there in the paint.
What's the skills competition again, Solana?
The skills competition, I should have checked yesterday. I didn't, to see if they had changed it. But before, it was basically dribble. You would do a bounce pass into a hoop, like into a little net, a chest pass into a little net, a layup, a free throw. Like a crossover.
He's the biggest long shot, by the way. Bam Adebayo. He's a good ball handler for a big man. Like, we're talking about the skills competition.
Yeah.
And when he runs the court, I think it's great, but I think it's great because he's a big man doing that.
The only thing you need to win that skills competition is one thing, Hawk.
That's it.
He should be the favorite then. I didn't realize that, and I should have realized that. It does come down to culture. You know, Ira tweeted out
come
that.
Come down to culture.
Yeah, it does come down to culture. I got it all messed up. Ira tweeted out that, according to sports betting, Duncan Robinson is now the favorite to win the three-point contest. Did it come down where you looked as well?
No, but I did see Ira's tweet as well.
Yeah, like Duncan Robinson, who, by the way, that wouldn't surprise me.
Why not?
Because he is a lights-out three-point shooter that's been on fire lately.
But Devin Booker is a lights-out three-point
shooter. No, I got you. Like, I got you.
I want to ask Ira that, too, because now, you know, he's been watching this so long and knows basketball. Are we going off of the season three-point percentage? Like, the picking a favorite in three-point competition, does it always go off of, like, stats? Is it all stats?
I think it would be stats and just odds makers kind of know, but then as it gets closer to it, it's based on money coming in. Yeah. I would imagine that money is coming in on Duncan Robinson, and so to avoid massive exposure as the second or third favorite, the casinos, the sports books will start to lower the odds on it, so it's not as appealing to bet them. Really appealing to bet Duncan Robinson if he's plus 700. You bet 100 to win $700 if he wins a three-point contest. It's not as appealing if he's plus 300, which is what he's at now. So that's what – it's just the market correcting itself.
Because my thing was, like, does experience have anything to do with it? Because Duncan's a puppy.
Right. No, I understand.
So now I know. I would assume Duncan stand in front of those racks and shot his five shots and a little colorful ball to practice – but he's never done it in All-Star Weekend.
But I would imagine, too, like, stats aside, if Larry Bird is in the contest back when he was playing, he was going to be the favorite every time. Didn't matter what the stats were. Like, people just knew when it's, so, and you don't know that about Duncan Robinson.
But you don't
know that. Who won it last year? Do you have any idea? I don't have any recollection of who won.
I can't remember.
I got it pulled up.
From last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see what's going on, but I think... Yeah, 2019 is – no, I had the skills challenge pulled up.
So. From last year?
Yeah.
Who won last year?
Jason Tatum. Oh, but Porzingis, 2016, Carl Anthony Towns.
So big guys win that?
Yeah.
You're talking about the skills competition?
Skills competition. Oh. Never mind. He's the only big guy on this entire list.
Which is why Bam might be the biggest long shot.
Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Dwayne Wade won it twice. Darren Williams, Derrick Rose, Steve Nash again. Steph
like I would
Curry,
imagine it's
Tony
usually
Parker.
Ball handlers.
Yeah.
I think they changed the format, though.
Maybe they changed the format. That might be.
Because in 2016, it swung where Carl Anthony Towns won and then Kristaps Porzingis won in 17.
Oh, there's that new contest part where you have to take a feather off the top of the backboard. That was always hard for, I don't know, who'd you say? Steve Nash. That
Steve
was
Nash
always so difficult for Steve Nash. Under time, you know what I mean? Do headlines real quick because we got to get to Ira Winderman. Is he in Chicago for the All-Star Weekend? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
I've asked Solana purposely three questions that he's been unable to answer in the first 11 minutes.
Tighten up.
I've asked you three questions in 11 minutes. You have said, I have no idea for all of them.
I did reverse the Panther growl, though.
Wow, that's reversed?
Reversed.
Let me hear it four words. Let me hear it reversed. I think it might be more ferocious reverse.
Not really words, just noise.
Right. But I didn't think it was going to come out that way. I thought it was going to be much more pronounced.
How different can rah, rah, rah
Well, apparently be? Not very, because I just heard the two versions. All right, let's get headlines here real quick with Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Canes baseball opens their season versus Rutgers.
Yeah, let's go, Gino DeMare and Rutgers. You owe Solana $100.
$100.
No, I don't.
You owe me $100.
I proved it wrong.
Joe Zagacki.
I don't give a damn what Joe Zagacki says. I looked at the stats.
Impossible to say when it comes to the Miami Hurricanes that I don't give a damn what Joe Zagacki says. Sorry, you are a foul.
If he disagrees with stats,
Joe Zagacki is the final word. Yes.
Numbers are wrong.
Joe Zagacki is the final word when it comes to the Hurricanes.
And Joe is about what, 84?
I'm telling you, Joe is the final word when it comes to Miami Hurricanes. If he said Solana's right, yo, Solana, $100.
I would slap Solana.
7 p.m. from the light.
I was taking a sip of my water. Let's go, Gino Demari.
That little baby bottle.
College World Series. I'm going to get a Red Bull, I think. I'm in the mood for something with some flavor.
Get a soda.
Red Bull.
Mm-mm. Have you seen what Red Bull does to different things?
Yeah, it gives you wings.
No, it gives you no damn wings.
Red Bull gives you wings. Everybody
if you put like
that.
An egg in it, the egg becomes like stretchy, like Play-Doh.
What are you watching?
Twitter.
Did you guys see that dude that put an egg and toothpaste into the ground and fish coming out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I know what's going on. People are amazed by it. He's right by a creek, and it's a hole, and they have little dens. I can explain it to you. Hawk, you'll be bored as hell. It's not that impressive.
I was bored by the video. You know what I'm not bored by, though? Videos of Zion Williamson. That dude is balling out.
Athletic, just like RG3
balling out.
RG3 was a monster.
Oh, my God. You have to be sleepless at night.
RG3 was good, too.
You might be the owner, and Solana texted us this last night. You might be. You might be the owner of the worst sports take in radio sports talk history.
I saw that text. But I have a rebuttal.
Do you know?
It wasn't a joke.
But I have a rebuttal.
Do you know how many bad sports takes are getting? I am talking nationwide
podcast
in the history
millions.
Of sports talk radio. You might be the owner of the worst take in sports radio history.
What if I'm not? That's what y'all need to think of.
But
the young man's played 10 basketball games. Y'all are ready to put a career on a guy with 10 games under his belt?
You're in the running.
Yes,
you're in the running.
I might be.
You have scratched off. You have checked. You have six numbers on the lottery ticket. You've matched the first four. It might be happening.
But what if I'm not? And I don't think y'all take that into account when this dude tears his knee up in a couple games.
It might be happening. All right, what else have in the headlines, Solana?
Yesterday, Hawks said Zion could possibly win the MVP this year. I think there's a better chance of that happening than Zion being bad.
That's a sports take, and that's not as bad as your sports take.
I would bet you, but if Joe Zagacki says I'm wrong, then I lose automatically. So
what's the reason to bet?
I can't
bet. He's the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. You can't disparage Joe Zagacki.
How does he remember 15 years ago who the Canes baseball team started with?
You cannot disparage Joe
Zagacki's
Miami Hurricanes now.
He lost his keys this morning.
I am not going to allow.
He was late to work.
I am not going to allow.
He lost his keys this morning.
I am not going to allow this kind
and you know where they were?
Against Joe Zagacki.
They were in his pocket.
I am not going to allow it. I'm
he
not
lost his
it.
Keys in his left pocket.
Not allowing it. All right, what else do you have, Solana? Quickly, we're running out of time.
Which is crazy because he only has one pair of jeans.
And they're unisex.
Wow, what has happened? Oh, my God. All right, what do you ask? Solana, just go to weather or something.
Are Joe's jeans made for male parts or woman parts? It looked funny in the front.
They're not what you would, you wouldn't see those jeans in Wynwood, per se.
Ask my neighbor. Joe, you my boy.
No.
Why do you hate on?
You cannot do that.
I can
do that. You cannot.
Joe, you my boy.
You cannot crush someone. You just dunked on Joe Zagacki since the beginning of the segment, and then you think you wipe it all away with Joe, you're my boy.
No. We're neighbors.
No. All right, finish it up, Solana.
I haven't even started. The Panthers, they lost 6-2 to the Flyers. Bobby was pulled in the first period yesterday after allowing three goals. They host Edmonton tomorrow, 4 p.m., from the BB&T Center. Also tomorrow at 2 p.m., Canes Hoops, they'll look to win their second straight game in a row. They host Wake Forest at the Watsco Center.
All right. Anything else?
Let's get to our Extrogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket. I've been telling you all week.
What are you laughing at?
I feel bad, man. Joe's such a nice
dude. You just dunked on him for
You can be my dude, and we have a little fun banter.
That was not fun banter. That was you dunking on him for an entire segment. So he's not your dude.
Sorry, Joe.
I've been telling you all week this cold front's coming to South Florida. It's going to bring rain, as predicted by our...
Rain.
Funny enough, hasn't it rained yet, but... I'm telling you, the rain is coming this weekend. That's your Exogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Was this some Valentine's Day-ish? Are you doing all romantic songs?
All love-making music.
Love-making music.
Yeah, boy.
Girl, I'm in love with you.
That's about to do
the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase.
Everybody made Whoopi to this song.
My favorite John Legend song.
At times we I don't know about love. You and Whoopi, but.
It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave, and you made your mistakes. And
kind
we both
of town.
Still got room left to
Chicago
grow.
Oh, oh, we got one. We can do a duet.
Down. This is my karaoke song.
This is. Mine is Little Mermaid. I kill Little Mermaid to the karaoke.
This is a good song?
No. You know what? You don't have no love in your heart. That's the problem.
This is a good song?
You probably make Whoopi in the silence in the dark.
It's got to be a different version of this, right?
You turn off all the lights.
This
no
doesn't
TV.
Even have a, doesn't even have a hook.
Covers on top of us. Don't want to show you pieces. I like diving off the nightstand.
Like, what does this do for you?
Make me dive off the nightstand.
Whoa.
Take it slow. Take it slow, baby.
This guy ain't gonna make it. Who is this?
No fairy tale conclusion, y'all.
This is a good song.
It's more confusing every day.
You talk about Neil. What'd you talk about? Neil O'Donnell made a song. Who was that yesterday?
Yeah, Neil O'Donnell, the Steelers quarterback.
Mick McDonald.
Yeah, Nick McDonald.
You can't go with Nick McDonald and hate on John
Give me
Legend.
Some Nick McDonald, man. This guy's talking. He's not even singing.
Second chances, though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay.
Kids going to bed early tonight. I'm going to turn the clocks back on my children tonight.
Hey, just play this song. They'll fall right asleep.
I'm going to turn the clock back on them. Daddy, how's it 9:30?
Are you Get playing this at the wrong speed? The playing this at 33? It should be 45. Y'all youngsters don't even know that.
No.
The Ticket and JetBlue Vacations want to give you a JetBlue Vacations package, 2 round-trip travel certificates, and a $1,000 travel certificate for hotel, car rental, and activities. Register to win right now at theticketmiami.com. Real quickly, when we went to the commercial break after Ira, a promo plays on this radio station. Play the promo. It's for the Coconut Grove Arts Festival. Play the promo.
The Ticket
wants
you to know that the event that's been thrilling all your senses
Listen closely.
Is back for its 57th year. All the sights, sounds, tastes, culture, and family fun are better than ever. It's the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, South Florida's premier arts festival, taking place President's Day weekend, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're there for hundreds of global artists, hottie cuisine from around the world.
All right. Hottie cuisine.
They spelt it different.
Well, it is spelled H-A-U-T-E, hot cuisine.
Yeah.
Hot, which is like upscale cuisine. Hot is like what? Contemporary upscale? I mean, I kind of know in which refrain you'd use it, but I don't know the exact definition. This dude pronounced it hottie cuisine.
Got an E on the end.
Hot. What is hot?
He was phonetically talking, man. Leave the man alone.
I mean, I was just making fun of Ira for saying documentary, and we were talking about biopic and biopic, and then we play a promo that says haughty cuisine. Hot cuisine. Grand cuisine. Cuisine of high level.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
Fashionably elegant or high class.
Right, and so if you're going to use the term hot cuisine and it's referring to upscale cuisine or whatever, you can't mispronounce it then and call it hottie cuisine.
Yeah, he might have been reading. I can't criticize him.
It just jumped out at me when I heard it. We went to the commercial, and then I heard that, and I was like, did that thing just say hottie cuisine? what planet am I on?
Hottie.
All right.
NBA All-Star Weekend begins today, tonight, 7 p.m., Celebrity Game.
Yeah, that's is that the Michael Wilbon versus Stephen A. Smith teams?
Yeah, these teams are interesting, man. Common is the captain of Wilbon.
Excuse me.
What?
Michael Wilbon is playing basketball.
No,
tonight.
He's coaching. Coaching.
Oh,
coach.
Boy. I was about to tell my wife canceled dinner. If Michael Wilbon was out on that court.
Jackie's coaching.
You saw who's on Team Wilbon, by the way, right?
Who?
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is on his team.
He doesn't look too athletic.
He was the MVP last year, I think.
Is that true?
I think so. I think he won MVP last year.
So I have the odds. I have the All-Star Celebrity Game MVP odds. The favorite is Quavo.
He can play an athlete.
2-1.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
The next favorite is Famous Los. You know him? He's a comedian. You know him?
Yeah.
Then Common.
Common can play too.
I didn't realize that.
He's a big dude, too.
I like that dude.
Actually, yeah. Famous Los might have been the MVP last year. Let me double check. But I think it was Bad Bunny or Famous Los, one or the other.
Yeah, you don't know.
Bad Bunny, I don't even see in the odds.
So if he won MVP last year, he would be totally out of the odds a year later.
One would think that. No, he is there. I'm sorry. He's 25-1. 25-1.
It was Famous Lowe's. It was Famous Lowe's. Right.
Bad Bunny.
LaRoyce Hawkins is 5-1. Who's that?
I don't know. Keep looking at me.
Why'd you turn your mic off?
He's an actor. He's in Chicago PD.
Okay. Chance the Rapper is 7-1. Hometown crowd.
Can't ball, though. Can't ball.
He can't ball?
He's
can't
tiny. Ball. Chance the Rapper's baby.
Yeah, he can't ball.
I'm talking about 5-1.
Jidenna is 7-1. You know who that is?
Jidenna, yeah, she's an artist.
Kane Brown, 10-1. Is that the dude that played?
He's an AMA award-winning artist.
Yeah, didn't he play?
Four-time.
The Chili Cook-Off.
Wasn't that Zach Brown Band?
No, Zach Brown Band was the night before concert. Cook-Off was Kane Brown, I think. Right?
I'm not sure. I could look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They have videos of Famous Los playing basketball when he was a kid.
He's a comedian, though, right?
Yeah, but he's Famous Los's ankle breakers and crossovers. He plays ball.
Hawk, I got you. Kane Brown did play the Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah, he played the Chili Cook-Off, I thought.
Looks like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, the red dude.
Yes.
Yeah. They tried to sell me on going, saying, hey, you got to go see this dude. And I was like, why? Because he's light-skinned?
Yeah, you should support light-skinned country artists.
Damn about country artists.
Let's see what else they have here. Bad Bunny's down at 25-1.
Bad Bunny,
Ronnie 2K.
Yeah, he's not the creator, but he represents the whole NBA 2K brand. What a loser, that guy.
He's 33-1.
Why don't you go fix 2K, Ronnie 2K?
Why? What's wrong with 2K?
I mean, every year 2K, it's the same game.
What happened there? Where did this come from?
This is what he's going to tell his old lady tonight.
No, I mean, I go.
Go on and practice on his practice.
I spent $80 on 2K every damn year, and every damn year, the damn story mode, the my player mode, is the same. How about changing up the characters? How about changing up the story to make it actually appealing to people that want to play? And why do I have to practice in 2K? I just want my guy to ball. I don't want to have to go to the park and practice and then go drink Gatorade at the damn my park. Just play 2K. Let me play. Have fun. I want to drop 80 on the damn computer, and that's it. Damn you, Ronnie 2K.
How did you have this written down? You had no idea I was going to mention Ronnie 2K. You were reading off a screen. I watched you. I saw you pull something up on your screen. How could you have this?
I'm not reading off any screen,
you
I swear.
You were absolutely reading off something.
Come check. The last thing I have The last thing I have on my screen is about Ethiopians.
He said he has a bag of bits, and you hit one of them.
I hit one of them. I hit a slot machine here.
It's not a bit.
I mentioned Ronnie 2K. I didn't even know who the dude is. This was not part of a pre-show meeting. And I saw him click on something and then launch into a tirade while reading. I saw his eyes moving left to right.
Wasn't reading. that came right off the dome. I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about 2K because
how could you be passionate about 2K and we wouldn't know about it?
I play 2K all the time.
But how would we know? No, I don't know that. How did I know that?
To be fair, we never really talk video games, but I'm a gamer. Like, I love video games. I'm not like Falero, who used to play Fortnite. I play FIFA. I play Madden. I play MLB The Show is coming out again. Don't get me started on MLB The Show. I mean, it's literally the same game.
He's reading again. I'm looking. I'm looking at it. He's reading again.
You'll never have a baby. Your habits aren't very baby-oriented.
Which comedian, this is an odds for tonight, which comedian will score first? Famous Los, 3-2. Alex Moffitt, 5-2. Anthony Adams, 3-1. Hannibal Buress, 4-1. And Lil Rel, 5-1.
Lil Rel is 5-1. That's what it is.
I think that's
5-1.
Generous.
Famous Los. He's a real basketball player.
All right. He's the odds-on favorite there.
Do you like the celebrity game? I can't
watch it. I don't watch that. I don't watch that. But I love All-Star Saturday Night. I love the skills competition, three-point competition, slam dunk competition. Love it.
I like Saturday Night way more than Sunday.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. To me, the highlight of All-Star Weekend, the only thing that I make sure that I'm in front of a TV is for All-Star Saturday Night. The All-Star game itself can, you know, whatever. I can come or go.
I enjoy the, what's it called, Rising Stars game more than the All-Star game. Because it's real basketball. The All-Star game is just a shootout.
There's a prop bet. Will Stephen A. Smith throw a chair?
No.
Yeah, well, no is minus 3,000.
And I saw him boxing. I don't think he can throw a chair. Little tight punches.
Very slow.
Who said he looks like Glass Joe?
Who was that? It was a great tweet.
Somebody said he punches like Glass Joe.
What do you have for weather, Solana? I want to get to Omar Kelly.
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. We'll check our radar. Tonight, that rain. It's coming, I swear.
You've promised all week. I mean,
it's coming tonight and into the weekend. There will be spotted showers. 7 p.m. in Miami, some thunderstorms will move into the area. So seek cover if you're going to be outside on Valentine's night.
Really, seek cover tonight.
Well, I just mean don't have plans to eat outside because the winds will definitely get you wet. That's weather. It's brought to you.
The wind is going to wet us up.
You know what I mean? It's
no,
rain.
No, no.
Come on.
You were eloquent when talking about 2K. All right. What else? You got a sponsor?
Yeah. Win $25,000 cash at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through March 21st. Grand prize $25,000 giveaway Saturday, March 21st. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. We've been kind of bouncing it around for the last couple of days about is Tua going to be available at the number 5 pick. I don't think so. I don't think Omar Kelly thinks so as well. So we'll see what he thinks is going on with the Dolphins and the draft and whatnot. We'll talk with him here in a moment.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. Residents or commercial, small job, big, small, they don't care. They're just going to get your roof right. And I went down and talked to Donnie, and I asked him, how is this business running for 40 years? How are you the premier roofing company for this long? And he said, we figured out what customers want. What is that? They want quality and they want service. And I said, that is genius. And that's exactly what J&K gives you. High quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers to put those high quality material on your establishment. And they don't spring up hidden charges. You're not messing people over for over 40 years. They will give you a price and they'll guarantee your roof is built to last. And in South Florida, you got the tropical storms. Some weather's supposed to be here soon. Solana's been telling us for weeks now. But when it comes, you want your roof to be right. And in South Florida, you know about the weather change. You know about the tropical storms, the hurricanes. J&K specializes in roof restoration. Get your roof working to perfect order, and they'll get rid of mold and moss that can cause future damage and waterproofing. If something falls and hits your roof, you don't need a brand new roof. Some of them garbage companies might tell you, you don't need that. They'll come out. They will waterproof that area. They'll reshingle that area, and it will get your palace protected. J&K Roofing, they have shingle roof, gravel roofs, tile roofs, whatever you need, they got it. And for the commercial customers, J&K has been in business for over 40 years. They don't want to disrupt your business while installing or repairing or replacing. replacing your roof. They'll meet with you in advance. They'll find a time to get that beautiful roof on your establishment and not disrupt your business. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
I am going to give away the Renaissance Festival tickets. I forgot to do that, but I'll do it in the next segment. We'll give away Renaissance Festival tickets. I also get a kick out of the fact that, you know, Solana is our pop culture expert, and sometimes, much like Falero used to, he'll just say whatever whatever's convenient for him to say at the time. Because I said, does anyone know who Jidenna is in that celebrity game? And what did you say, Solana? She's what?
She's a local Chicago recording artist.
There you go. Here's a picture of Jidenna. She's a local Chicago recording artist.
It's a light-skinned man with a big beard.
It's a real tall dude. A lot of the Dexter's point. I mean, you just flat out made it up.
You did.
I'm so glad you said it again. I'm a classy man.
That's him.
Crazy. I mean, that's him.
I got it
He's
right.
He's our pop culture expert.
You said it's a woman.
Second time you said it twice. She's an artist. All right.
Omar Kelly
is next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder. There's a party in Dan Day's studio again.
It always is.
They're trying to get Antoine to come in there, too.
Solana's lonely, as usual.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And it's a Friday. And it's a holiday weekend for a lot of people. Monday's President's Day.
We ain't working Monday.
We are off on Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
3-day weekend, y'all.
Don't tell my wife I'm off.
So we won't be, by the way, if you usually join us at Twin Peaks on Monday, we'll be there Tuesday this coming week, not Monday. Crank up the music there, Solana. What are you doing? What? La Vaca? We're going into La Vaca? Holy moly! Friday remix! What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
El Sonarito's back! What happened to La Vaca? Terrible mix. He's not a DJ.
He ain't really blending them well.
Or he's a terrible DJ. You choose your description.
La Vaca.
La Vaca. La Vaca.
I like this.
Love this. Go get yourself a cow tonight on Valentine's night.
I mean, to the Redland, to one of them little weird parties on those farms. They play all this music.
La Vaca. There's more of this. I'm so confused. I don't know what happened. You don't fancy yourself a DJ, do you, Solana?
A little soul on the beat.
All right.
A little soul on the beat.
Mike Ryan's got you on this one, bro.
You know what? He's going to learn how to DJ now because you said
that. Oh, my God. I mean, he wants to. Although he was trash-talking Mike Ryan's soccer goalie abilities.
You know what? He's upset because Mike Ryan didn't do soccer with him. What was it? Whittingham and.
Is that what happened?
No, we play.
No, but they have a podcast, right?
Oh, you want to be on the podcast.
There we go.
You wanted to be mic'd up.
I don't want to be on that Chelsea podcast.
Or Solana. Well, you ain't a DJ. I'll tell you that. You can do a lot of things well, but DJ is not one of them. You pretty much just faded out one song, faded up another.
Yeah.
When you were done with that, you faded out that one, brought the other one back up. It was just, you weren't exactly matching beats. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really have the proper instruments back here, okay. To be fair.
Fair enough.
Does he do a lot of things well?
He's got some stuff that he does well.
Yeah.
Valentine's.
Be nice today.
Let's hear the week in review. So Dan Day, who was just throwing a party in the other studio, Dan Day, he goes into the lab. From Monday on, he starts grabbing stuff that we've said. Because, you know, a lot of people, they can't listen to this entire show. We go on the air at 2 o'clock on 790 The Ticket. We go on the air at 3 o'clock on 560 The Joe. But people have lives to live. And so they may not hear everything that that transpired in the week. So Dan Day, like a gemologist, goes in there, pulls out the best little gems, mm-hmm. doesn't waste his time with the nonsense, and he puts it together in one little package. And here is this week's Week That Was.
Highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder. Crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleasers.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
You had gum surgery because someday your gums will be small. That is ridiculous.
It really is when you when you lay it out that way. It really is ridiculous.
There's a highlight.
All right, Solana, somebody wants you to say Tina Turner wears tight pants.
Tina Turner wears...
Do you think I said Peanut Tillman? No, Tina Turner wears tight pants.
Tina Turner wears tight pants.
That's the highlight of my day.
Hey, man's around. That's the only part you knew.
I thought I kind of killed it.
Been wide, cause you know how to shoot the three, and you know now how not to play D.
Look at this, the shift change at Twin Peaks on a Friday.
I'm scared.
Glenn, get out the way, man.
Glenn, smile.
Glenn,
looking at you.
Glenn, get your ass out the way. Pretend it's Halloween, trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin. Lynn, skin, Lynn, skin, Lynn, skin, Lynn, Lynn, skin.
I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
It's probably sad.
It gotta be sad.
We're gonna have to come to some other agreement.
Okay, we'll come to some other agreement.
Highlight. Earn more entries playing slots every day now through slots. March 21st.
Hey, I'm here to play some slots. Excuse me, where are the slots?
Trick or treat.
They, like Sesame Street, and then why do they feel like they need a mean puppet? Like, Sam the Eagle was mean, the Grouch is mean.
Was he mean or was he just firm?
I'm a great husband. Everybody knows that. Mm. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
There's different categories of, like, peanuts. And then they have, like, the red nuts that are much smaller. They're astronomically smaller. And then you have,
pinto,
like...
a pinto bean.
Are you thinking of grapes?
They got their mommy dog puff up.
Crowder totally crapped on Adam Beasley's hole-in-one in the last segment. Dale and Bialy would be a great rap lyric for Pitbull, and it would appeal to the Hispanic and the Jewish communities here in South Florida.
I love the latchkeys.
Excuse me, where are the slots?
Skin, Lynn, skin, Lynn.
I'm a meteorologist, guys. Okay. Don't question my intelligence. Right. I get offended easily, you know.
Dan Day doesn't get that for the weekly recap. You have not done your job. Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana.
I'm back to 100%.
Thought I kind of killed it.
I'm pleased.
It is so good. I do. I applaud that. Dan, that is so good. That may have been one of the better weeks we've ever had on the air. All-time banger. And the video game sounds at the end, it's so frenetic. Your eyes start getting crossed. Your shoulders start to shake. You don't know what's going on anymore. Oh, my God. That was good.
It's like seven different
it's
games.
It's so many different things going on. It's just brilliant. Dan Day outdid himself once again. Nice job, Daniel. That was great. Oh, my God.
That was good.
Somebody texts in, I love Dan Day's week in review. Time to challenge him to make the week that will be. Can you make a montage of things we have not said yet but that you think we might say? All right, he's working on it already.
Out of his head with confidence, though. Oh, yeah, yeah, I got
he can
you.
Do it. He's one of those guys, one of those employees. He'll do anything.
Got you.
It's impossible. He's got you, though. And don't worry about it.
He was cleaning the mirror, the windows the other day. Remember I sent you that
oh
Snapchat?
Oh, my God. He what? Sent me a Snapchat. Dan Day saw that these windows were smudged, went and got some Windex and paper towels and cleaned all the windows here.
Wow, Dan.
He's a super, like, super employee. Like, that's a guy that you want on your team.
More you can do.
That's a guy. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana as we forge ahead in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The NBA All-Star festivities. NBA All-Star Week begins tonight, 7 p.m., the Celebrity Game, followed by the Rising Stars Challenge at 9 p.m.
Yeah, looking forward to All-Star Saturday night. Always enjoy watching that. It starts at 9 o'clock, and I think I might actually put some money on Duncan Robinson and Derrick Jones Jr. I think you might see a heat sweep of those two. I don't think Bam's going to win the skills competition, but I think you might see a heat sweep on those two contests.
Duncan's a favorite, though.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's still like plus 300 or whatever. I mean, you're still winning 300 of them.
Have you seen odds for Bam as All-Star Game MVP?
No. Let me look and see if that is know there.
I might be being heat homer.
No, you know what? I could see that happening.
Giannis picked him first in terms of
reserves,
right? Like, just out of nowhere, picked Bam. Zach Lowe had that article on ESPN that was all over. All they've been talking about on ESPN now is Bam Adebayo. Like, I can see Bam, just this physical monster, coming out, catching a couple lobs early, and just getting thrown in there, and just out of nowhere being the MVP of the game.
Let me see. But, go ahead. What else you got?
But it's just you sold me on this. His intangibles and stuff. Like, it's not going to fill up the sheet. Like, he's not an amazing shooter.
He won't have 50 points.
I mean,
but
again,
most
people there are there to see LeBron, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Trae Young.
I fell in love with Bam. I never thought Bam would become what he is now. Can you make Bam the center of your offense in an All-Star game?
Like,
you give him the ball enough to make him the MVP?
Yes.
Bam, just so you know, is the biggest long shot, plus 10,000.
Like, Giannis,
if you wager $100 and he's the MVP, you win $10,000.
Like, Giannis brings the ball up and he feeds it down low to Bam.
Giannis is plus 400, by the way. He's the favorite.
Yeah.
He's the favorite. Giannis is plus 400. LeBron is plus 450. Anthony Davis plus 650. Russell Westbrook plus 1,000. Then Kemba, Joel Embiid, James Harden, Kawhi. Kawhi might not be bad at plus 2,000. Although, does he even want the minutes? He doesn't want the minutes, and he's not flashy. It's got to be a flashier player. Like, I would almost take a flyer on Trae Young at plus 2,500. Now, usually the young guys aren't allowed to show out the way the vets are, but that dude's going to be jacking threes from midcourt. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do so. Luka Doncic, plus 3,000.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Jimmy Butler, plus 5,000. Kind of Jimmy's breakout season as a leader guy.
Yeah, but he's not.
And he's got respect amongst those guys.
Yeah, but
do a lot of reserves win it, though?
No.
It seems like a starter would win it majority.
Because they're going to be in at the end.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got in the headlines?
Tonight, Canes baseball opens their season versus Rutgers, 7 p.m. from Mark Light Stadium.
Very good.
Tomorrow, Canes Hoops will host Wake Forest, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center, and the Florida Panthers. They host Edmonton at 4 p.m. from the BB&T Center.
I will be there, and then I'll stop at that Funky Buddha Brewery tap room right across from Pantherland. Woo! Get myself a gloves off. Looking forward to tomorrow afternoon, a little afternoon Panthers hockey. Get it on the good foot. It was an ugly game last night.
Yeah.
Got to get it back. I wonder who's going to start in goal for the Florida Panthers. I'll ask Ira Winderman in the next segment. We're going to do 15 minutes of heat with Ira, but he happens to be a huge Panthers fan, so we can ask him that as well. What else you got there in the headlines, Solandria?
Finally, guys, NASA has confirmed that an asteroid larger than the tallest man-made structure in the world is currently traveling towards Earth at a speed at almost 34,000 miles per hour.
I saw a story about that. People seem to think that this is a close call.
Like, only 3.4 million miles away.
That's a close call.
They need to send Bear and Rockhound up there.
They need to send Dan Day up there. Dan Day can do anything. Anything. If I said to you, Dan, you need to stop this asteroid that's hurtling to Earth, your first inclination, whether you could do it or not, your first inclination would be, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, now that I've finished the Week That Will Be promo, I got that next.
Yeah, I don't, and then I would feel comfortable even knowing that he couldn't do anything about it.
Who was that? Bruce Willis? That Armageddon?
Yeah.
You got Dan over Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
He stayed.
Yeah.
Remember he stayed because he had
behind.
To manually set the bomb off?
Deep Impact, the entire rocket ship stayed. Robert Duvall, Bobby Duvall for people in the business.
Whoa. Nobody calls that damn man Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Duvall.
Bobby Duvall.
Absolutely.
Bobby Duvall.
Bobby Duvall.
Bobby Duvall.
Bobby Duvall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.